Maybe just the first one, and you said some complimentary things about Mark O'Donnell. He was picked up this morning. Happy with him. He had a big grin on his face this morning. He could sign him up a new lease of life.
The hockey players want to play, and he's been a great soldier here. He didn't get in the lineup very often, but he was good to have around and a good safety valve for us. We just got to a point where we had some players we think either in or ahead of him in the depth chart, and didn't want to see him go through that again. So he gets an opportunity to go and play, and good for him, he's earned it.
Yeah, and whether Brennan spots in tomorrow night or not, he's skating today at times with Perreault and with Roslovic. He's excited. It was a bit of a vote of confidence for him. What have you liked about his camp and his sort of an extended camp as he's been practicing with you guys?
He's made improvements of his game. He's a strong player. We think he can get the puck from the wall to the net hard and off the rushes. Gives us a little bit of that physical play. And he's learning, and every day in practice, and he gets to sit through the video, whether he's in the lineup or not, he starts to learn the league. So it's not just the NHL game, the Winnipeg Jets game, it's also the different opponents play differently. So this is all part of that process that those young guys go through.
This 82-game process, after the success that your club had last year, you know, speaking with the fellas in the room, they don't have the feel necessarily before, during, and after of a game seven in Nashville. Was that one of the challenges that they as athletes have to sort of wrap their heads around? How do they get up for these games?
It's one of the learning processes you need to go through. It doesn't feel like a playoff game, and it can't be manufactured. That's a completely different intensity animal, and it's natural. It just comes to you. So you've got to work real hard to drive to play that game that you want to play. But you've also got to build that game over the course of the year. Nothing's permanent. So the last playoff game's played, it's over. You start in some ways, not from ground zero, because now you have an understanding of what you want to look like, how you want to play. You're competing a little bit with slightly less emotion, clearly, than there is in the playoff games. But starting back and establishing, every team comes into the year and has to build it again. And that'll be we've got a very young group here. It's gonna be the same kind of process as last year. We have to build it right from the start, and we will look different. We're a different hockey team.
Paul, going back to Brennan, what areas do you see the maturity in his game from last year to this year?
All the areas that you find with young players, right? A little more understanding in the routes, and as soon as you understand what you're supposed to be doing, you all of a sudden look a whole lot faster, whether you are or you're not processing the game slowly, so you get a little quicker with your feet. He's a strong man, and he's got good speed at speed, and he has no problem getting into the heavy areas to make a play, and he's got some good finish, and he scores goals in practice. Like, he gets it off his stick really well, and that for him and the role that he will eventually, and we're still not sure where he eventually settles in. He might be the heavy guy with two skilled players with speed that he plays with, or a grinding, checking role. We're still learning about him, and he's still learning about his game.
He spent some time sitting beside Matt Henricks when he was up last year. I mean, what impact do you think he had on helping him with some of those things?
I think Matty had a big impact in that so-called bottom six, and Andrew Copp started there, and Joel Armia now in Montreal, those guys, Matty Perreault was a big part of that, right? So there was a real nice culture, I don't think change, but growth, area of growth for our team, that the value of those players, the so-called fourth line players, is critically important to your group, and having somebody like Matty in your room brought that respect from the top line players for the role that those guys play, and I think all of them feel more respected now, more accepted in the room.
Paul, what do you see from Joe Morrow, a first-round draft pick, kicks around several teams? What has he learned over the last 5-6 years that now he looks like he might be a regular?
Well, when we got him early on, we learned pretty quickly that he could, in fact, sit out some games and come in and play pretty close to his game. He was almost a backup, if you would, a real good backup. He could come in and play well for you. We thought he fit us because he skates well, and what Joe hasn't really had was an opportunity to start in the lineup in a regular season and get maybe comfortable there. There's a competition on our left side for defenseman. Dmitry Kulikov's, you know, kind of his first game back from injury when Dustin's out, so there's still that competition there. But there's a confidence there, and there's a skating ability there. And he can move the puck. That's the NHL game, but it's certainly the Winnipeg Jets game, so he fits our team.
So just getting back to trying to, you know, replicate or get back to where your team was last year.
Do you have any specific experience with that? Have you had teams that had great years that couldn't do it again? Did you spend any time this summer sort of studying up on the pitfalls or the practices?
I've been through it and watched it, you know, and played close attention to Edmonton last year and Ottawa last year, and are very aware, especially with a young group, how we handle our play. And I watched that really close right from the end of the year, where that we lost, I think, 5 30-year-olds that moved on from our team, and we got quite a bit younger than we were last year, and understood that when we come back, the expectations completely around us, and that's true of our players and the coaching staff. And I kind of really feel that's my job here this year, is to make sure that we set a high enough bar, but a realistic bar, with the idea that that bar will get raised over the course of 82 games, that we aren't coming off the conference final and looking like at that at the start, and that's not a failure by our players. It's a learning. We're a different team this year, so we have to go back through that process. The challenge is being willing to, you know, everybody came back the year, they're all scoring 50. So it's 5 games in, a bunch of guys aren't on that track, right? There's a tension that's built into that. So, but I think every team does that at the start of the year, right? Till mid-November, and then Ronnie Francis used to come into my office and say, okay, we give. We're not that good offensively. We'll play defense now. So that was like almost like on the third week of November, he'd swing by and say, okay, we'll defend now. So that's the challenge that all these teams are going through. It's not just the Winnipeg Jets. We're never meeting the expectations bar here. Because of the game that we do, it'll be, well, how come you haven't played like that all these other games? So I'm not getting into that fight. We're gonna take our game, live it day at a time, try to get better every day.
What can you tell us about the availability of the 3D that missed today, Paul, for tomorrow?
Well, Dustin skated this morning. He'll skate again tomorrow, so he's possible for tomorrow night. We expect the other two to play.
I'll try this one.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider playing Brossois another game against his old team?
At some point during the year, for sure, not the first time through. Right, our schedule is unusual. We had 4-3 on the road, conference games, 3 divisional games. Got to get Helly out of the gate. It wasn't normally. I wouldn't have put him in off a day off. Right, Helly wants to play now. He's fresh. He wants to go, but Swat's training camp was strong and his practices were really, really strong, and it turned out right. I'm not talking about the decision to play. For the work that he's put in, the game that was played last night, the way he played, his impact on us winning was just for the effort that he's put in. And now we've got a guy, and the guys had already rallied around him, like him an awful lot, powerful man, works hard in practice, makes some fantastic saves in practice that kind of everybody hoots on. And so he earned to be able to walk in the room as our key player last night, and yeah, I wouldn't have a problem. The rest of this now is just schedule, and we've got lots of confidence putting him in.